What is vanilla bean culatta? The vanilla bean culatta is a frozen blended beverage provided by the iconic coffee and donut business Dunkin' Donuts. Culatta was developed in reaction to Starbucks' release of the Frappuccino in 1997. Dunkin' provides three culatta flavors: strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. These taste great. A unique vanilla bean flavored syrup, ice, and dairy or non-dairy milk are mixed together to create a smooth and creamy texture. The drink has the consistency of a milkshake or a slushy, but it has a deep vanilla taste that will satisfy your sweet craving. It's ideal for a hot summer day or as a tasty treat at any time of year. Whether you like Dunkin' Donuts conventional coffee beverages or want to try something new, the vanilla bean culatta is a terrific option to try. Throughout the years, Dunkin' has offered several variants and coffee tastes according to the season, and customers have created some intriguing hidden menu versions. Vanilla bean flavor. Vanilla bean is a traditional flavor that tastes excellent combined and frozen. If you want the flavor but don't want to drink something heavy, this is a great solution. It's light and refreshing, with a rich vanilla flavor. This culatta has dairy, as opposed to fruit flavors. In terms of flavor, it's an exact recreation of the fruit roll-ups we enjoyed as kids, with elements from both the vanilla bean and orange culattas. This is Dunkin's newest specialty. The flavor is similar to orange soda, but it's a bit more subdued and obviously flat. How is vanilla bean culatta made? Blend the iced coffee with the milk, sugar, chocolate syrup, hazelnut syrup, vanilla, and almond extract for 1 minute on low to dissolve the sugar. Third, put the ice in the blender and mix on high until the ice is smashed and the drink is smooth. Serve with straws in a large 24-ounce glass or two smaller 12-ounce glasses. Calories in vanilla bean culatta. Large, 32 fluid ounces, 850 calories. Medium, 24 fluid ounces, 630 calories. Small, 16 fluid ounces, 420 calories. As you can see, the calorie count decreases as the size of the drink decreases. This is because the calorie count is proportional to the volume of the drink. Dunkin' Donuts Vanilla Bean Culatta Recipe. This knockoff Dunkin' Donuts vanilla bean culatta has all the richness and sweetness that vanilla fans crave. This has only one serving. Ingredients: 1 cup vanilla creamer, 1/4 cup vanilla yogurt, 2 tablespoons sweetened condensed milk, 1/2 cup milk, 1/-1/2 cup ice. Instructions: put everything in a powdered, high-powered blender and mix until smooth and tasty. Get a glass and start drinking it straight immediately. Nutritional information: calories, 577 kilocalories, carbohydrates, 50 grams, protein, 17 g, fat, 35 grams, saturated fat, 22 grams, polyunsaturated fat, 2 grams, monounsaturated fat, 10 g. Cholesterol, 114 milligrams, sodium, 286 milligrams, potassium, 770 milligrams, sugar, 49 grams, vitamin A, 1168 U, vitamin C, 4 milligrams, calcium, 619 milligrams, iron, 0.2 milligrams. You can also make other recipes for vanilla bean culatta at home. Recipes of vanilla bean culatta. What's more, is that you can try various recipes of vanilla bean culatta at home. If you're looking for a fun and tasty way to Enjoy this frozen dessert without leaving the house. Try making your own vanilla bean culatta at home. Here are the few recipes we've curated for you. Classic vanilla bean culatta. You'll need 2 cups of ice, 1/2 cup of milk, and 1/2 cup of vanilla flavored syrup to prepare this recipe. Serve the mixture in a large glass after thoroughly blending the ingredients to get a smooth and creamy texture. Iced vanilla latte culatta. If you enjoy coffee, you may make a wonderful iced vanilla latte by combining your vanilla bean culatta with a shot of espresso. Just combine the espresso shot, milk, ice, and vanilla syrup and blend until smooth. Vegan vanilla bean culatta. You can swap out the standard milk for almond or coconut milk to make a non-dairy version of this beverage. Instead, you can use vanilla extract or a vegan syrup with a vanilla taste in place of the vanilla syrup. You can make your own vanilla bean culatta using these recipes and have a delicious and refreshing drink whenever you choose. Chocolate vanilla bean culatta. Add 2 tablespoons of chocolate syrup to your vanilla bean culatta recipe to give this traditional beverage a chocolate touch. Enjoy the rich and creamy flavor of the chocolate and vanilla blended after blending all the ingredients. What difference between Dunkin' Donuts frozen coffee and culatta? Dunkin' Donuts offers a variety of frozen drinks, including both frozen coffee and the culatta. To put it simply, frozen coffee is blended coffee prepared with ice, whereas a culatta is a flavored frozen drink created with a foundation of fruit juice and ice. Culatta comes in strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean, among other flavors. They are produced by combining fruit juice, sugar, ice, and other flavorings to produce a smooth and frosty beverage. They are a sweet and hydrating treat and don't include any coffee. On the other side, frozen coffee is prepared by combining coffee, milk, and ice to produce a smooth and creamy coffee beverage. You can sweeten it with sugar or flavored syrups, but the coffee flavor is the predominant flavor. A culatta is a fruit-based frozen drink, whereas frozen coffee is a coffee-based frozen drink. Frozen coffee is an excellent alternative for individuals who desire a cold and creamy coffee drink, whereas culattas are often provided as a sweet and refreshing treat. Final thoughts: there's nothing better than a vanilla bean culatta. When you're in the mood for a frozen beverage that's just as cold and refreshing as you are. So, go ahead and indulge a bit by sipping on some sweetness with a vanilla bean culatta.